Sanevi Spoonhunter is an award-winning film director. Her documentary, Crow Country, Our Right to Food Sovereignty, was recently awarded Best Documentary Short by the American Indian Film Festival. The film profiles tribal members of the Crow Indian Reservation in Montana and their struggles to retain food security. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano spoke with Spoonhunter to dive deeper into the film.
Sanevi, in your documentary, you follow tribal members and their struggles with food insecurity. Many rely on subsistence hunting. How is the community doing since your documentary aired?
Currently, they're still in the state of which the film ends. A lot of families are relying on, subsistence hunting, where they get most of their protein from, wild game. There still is no grocery store on the reservation. And on the Crow Reservation, the economics aren't very good for the tribe. So a lot of times unemployment is really high on the Crow Reservation. So it's even more of a struggle for families and individuals to be able to provide for themselves and their families. And on top of that, you have border towns. And so when you go to those towns, the prices are a lot higher.
Tell me about the tribal members you decided to follow.
So Peggy is one of my main characters, and she is one of the characters that you first see in the film. And what she does is she has a nonprofit on the reservation that brings recovery foods from the nearest town. So she goes to Billings every morning, which is about 20 to 30 minutes away from her home, and she gets recovery foods, so foods that are basically almost expired. And then she brings them back to her reservation on Crow and distributes that food. And then through her, I met Prince. Prince Three Irons is a wilderness guide and expert hunter. He described how many people do rely on hunting and how important it is, not only, for their protein, but also for their culture. They use elk for a lot of decoration on their traditional attire. I knew that I wanted to, work with him. I mean, a lot of people loved how he looked on camera, but then also kind of what he said on camera. He just has a very strong, assertive voice and very humble.
And you actually shared a clip of Prince with me from your film, so let's take a listen.
There's usually 3 to 4 families in one household on a reservation. And you look at that, it can only last for a month for one elk. And if you really process it right, it's not that much.
That clip was from a scene in your doc where Prince is driving down the mountain after an unsuccessful hunt. Sanevi, how important is cultural competency when you're a director filming on tribal land and working with a community?
You do have to have a certain amount of respect when you're going into a community that you're unfamiliar with, right? You have to take those extra steps to kind of familiarize yourself with that group of people. I mean, for myself, even I felt kind of this imposter kind of feeling when I was going into Crow, because I'm not Crow. I'm Arapaho and I'm Paiute, and there's over 500 tribes that are recognized by the federal government across the United States. And so it's I kind of even had that feeling of am I the right person to tell the story? And so I think that it's just really important for you to kind of be open, be respectful. But also when you go to a place that you're unfamiliar with, is just be upfront about what you're doing.
The premiere of the film dropped during a major election year. Was that intentional?
Yeah, what's interesting too is that Crow, their tribal government supports Trump, the Trump administration. And so the Crow, tribal chairman endorsed Trump 4 years ago. And that was around the same time that the Crow had a huge amount of layoffs. They had 1,300 employees, and now they only have 300 employees. A lot of it had to do because of federal government cutbacks. And now you look at today in this year's election cycle, and the same chairman is endorsing Trump once again. The reason I believe is because the Crow tribe is heavily reliant on the coal industry.
What's something you want viewers to walk away understanding?
What I want viewers to walk away understanding from, the film is that, Native people aren't a token of the past. We're not this romanticized idea that people have primed in their minds from, you know, the film industry and Hollywood, but we're actually like real people with real current issues. And we're resilient people because a lot of these issues, you know, stem from like things that happened, what the government did back in the 1800s, putting us on reservations, and just how we've been able to just manage to continue to survive and thrive in a certain aspect too. And that's what I want people to walk away with, is like seeing, you know, the resiliency, the beauty of these communities, but then also understanding the issues.
That was director Sanevi Spoonhunter talking with KUNR's Stephanie Serrano. You can stream Crow Country, Our Right to Food Sovereignty, at crowcountrydoc.com.